Things are getting frantic again in Madison, Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers there are reportedly trying to push through several years' worth of measures in just 8 weeks before recall elections threaten to end GOP control of state government. Remember, 6 Republican senators and 3 Democrats are being targeted for recall after that Republican measure to strip most public workers of collective bargaining rights led to those massive protests and a boycott by Democrats who fled to neighboring Illinois. Now, Republican lawmakers are hoping to pass bills, including one to legalize concealed weapons, another to require voters to show IDs at the polls, another to expand school vouchers, and so on. Mary Spacuzza is with the Wisconsin State Journal. She joins us. And, Mary, we remember we had your colleague Dee Hall on when people were climbing through the windows of the State House in Madison, which was shut down because of protests over the collective bargaining bill.
Some lawmakers climbing through the windows, too.
Yeah. And now things are heating up again. So tell us about what is seen as an agenda being pushed through? Is that the appropriate way that even Republicans might categorize it?
A lot of Republicans, when you talk to the bills that they're working on, like voter ID or concealed carry or constitutional carry, they'll say, you know, look, these are bills that Republicans and the legislature had passed in previous sessions that had been vetoed by our previous governor, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. And they say, you know, this is no surprise. This is certainly, we campaigned on jobs and the economy, but these are should not be a surprise to voters that these are things that we're pushing for. Things really blew up over collective bargaining, and a lot of Republicans say that these could have been introduced sooner if it weren't for the huge battle at the Capitol that took place over unions.
Well, and now, as we say, they feel they may not have the time because of the fight over collective bargaining. There are these recalls, so they're a little leery of losing that majority. And some of the Republican legislators have said as much. Your paper quotes Robin Voss, co-chair of the Budget Writing Committee, who said, oh, time is a factor. I want to get this done by June 30th. That's handling 2 months of budget legislation in half the usual time. That's a lot.
They don't want to prolong this. And I think a lot of people, you know, this is going to include some steep cuts to education, whether it's K-12 or university. And I'm sure that some of the senators who are facing recall are not too eager to have to go back to their constituents and talk about these cuts month after month. When we were working on our story about voter ID for this weekend, we called quite a few Republican lawmakers about the legislation, and only one called us back, the Senate Majority Leader. A lot of people, I think, who are facing recalls are nervous about talking too much about things like voter ID and concealed carry and measures that really might be quite controversial, especially following the collective bargaining battle. I think a lot of people don't really want to go back to their constituents and say, you know, we know there are high unemployment rates and we know that you want us to be working on jobs in the economy, but we're going to be taking up voter ID or concealed carry. There's concern there.
Yeah, or expanding school vouchers or undoing an early release for prisoners, that kind of legislation that, as you said, doesn't have anything to do with jobs.
Well, and can actually cost the state money. Voter ID could cost the state as much as about $5.7 million, and that's not money that's been set aside for that bill.
Well, meanwhile, what about the event that started all of this? As we've been saying, the collective bargaining bill, which Republicans did push through, it was immediately challenged. It's pending review by the state Supreme Court. But we understand Republicans can circumvent that. How so?
They could. A lot of Republicans have said that they are confident that they passed it correctly the first time, that they don't think they should have to vote on it again, that they want to see it go through the courts. And some have said, you know, we want to be vindicated and we want the courts to say that we were right. However, if it drags on and on in the courts, they may be much more interested in just inserting it into the budget to vote on it once and for all and not have to wait on judges or courts to make decisions about it.
Because we remember that what Democrats are saying in court is that it was an illegal vote.
Yeah, the Democrats are saying that there were violations of the open meetings law, that the Senate committee that met didn't give proper 24-hour notice. That's generally considered a requirement to meet the open meetings law, and there's some debate over that because it was considered to be during the special session.
So, Mary, what's the thinking there in Wisconsin? Again, Republicans hoping to push through a slew of bills, by this recall vote, including, you know, a plan to legalize concealed weapons, plan to require voters to show photo IDs, expanding school vouchers, undoing an early release for prisoners. They have the majority. Is the thinking that this is just a slam dunk? Will Democrats cross state lines again to flee, to try to end run a vote? What's the thinking about what's going to happen?
Well, there's one Democratic senator, Senator Tim Cullen, who has said that he would not cross lines again. He would not leave and, you know, flee to Illinois. And they really only need one Democratic senator to be present to have that 20-member attendance that they would need to pass a fiscal bill. So I think it's really doubtful that all 14 Democratic senators would agree to leave the state again. But keep in mind that some of these bills, the voter ID bill, if it passes, is largely considered to be the most or one of the most restrictive in the country. That's been criticized, the concealed carry. There are a couple of different bills going around, but one of them is really quite open, where you wouldn't need training to carry a concealed weapon. You wouldn't need, one says you wouldn't need a license. Some have said that this is the kind of the most permissive concealed carry bill that's been introduced in the legislature. At least that's what critics would tell you. And I think that there is a sense that some of these Republican senators could successfully be recalled, especially in districts that are split or moderate or where they won by very small margins in the last election.
So it's not necessarily true that all Republicans will vote for these bills.
Yeah. I think that's a real question. Yeah. Certainly, we've seen a lot of party line votes in this session where Republicans supported something, Democrats were opposed to it. There was very little crossover, a lot of party line votes. But that's not to say that it'll continue that way, especially as some who are facing recall probably don't want to seem like they're just a rubber stamp for the governor. They want to show that they're independent, that they're listening to their constituents and looking out for their constituents' interests.
That's Mary Spicuzza of the Wisconsin State Journal on a slew of bills that Republican lawmakers are trying to get passed in that state before recall elections that are coming up in June. Mary, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.